Dave, for as good as your line has been this year, how cognizant you need to be of Peppers? I know you face great D-line all the time, but he's pretty much up there.
We're going to do some stuff, with the line and just helping out with Ryan. But, we got a lot of confidence in Ryan and, his ability to block against some of those high-profile defensive ends. And, this is going to be a good test for him.
Yeah, with all the ups and downs this year, it's kind of remarkable. 3 weeks going to season, you guys have a chance to break right to clinch a playoff.
Yeah. I think 4 weeks ago, I mean, you guys are running us out of here. So it's been up and down, but the guys, I think, have stuck together. We've won some tough games. We've battled through it. And, we're in a good position right now. We just need to take advantage of it.
This tailback situation,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what to say about it at this point. We got so many of those guys hurt, and seems like we got a new guy each week. Bringing Corey up, and we still got Tatum, so I think we're gonna be fine with those two guys, though. I think the offensive line has done a great job, no matter who's back there, of giving them holes, and some weeks the running game opens up some stuff for the passing games, and some weeks vice versa. So through all the injuries and all the different tailbacks, I think we've done a good job of consistently trying to run the ball and trying to make that a force out there.
What have you learned in your time in the league about avoiding hits and not taking sacks, whether it's throwing the ball and running?
You never want to take sacks, and I think that comes with time of just understanding. Understand protections and where your hots are, and obviously the line's done a great job for me all year. As far as taking hits and the sliding, it's 50-50 with me out there. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't do it, and I really don't have a reason why I do slide and why I don't sometimes.
There's been a lot of talk all week about Pro Bowl voting. Brandon talked about it over the last couple of weeks.
Shocker.
Do you worry about it at all? Is there anything you think about or would, appreciate the opportunity?
You hear a lot about it. I mean, just being mentioned with some of the quarterbacks out there is an honor, because there's some good ones, But whatever happens, happens, we're in a good position right now of trying to make the playoffs. So, that's my first concern. If Brandon gets in, or someone, Ryan gets in, or someone else gets in on this team, then, that's great.
Is Ryan blocking at a Pro Bowl level?
Clady? Absolutely. I think a lot of the guys on our offensive line are blocking at a Pro Bowl level. But, I think Ryan Clady definitely deserves consideration.
Well, you're a team guy first, and this is your concern here. Mm-hmm. What would it mean to you to go to the Pro Bowl?
What would it mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great. Like I said, especially in the NFC, there's some good quarterbacks out there, with Peyton and Ben and, some of those other guys, Phillip. He's playing well. So, just to be mentioned, especially my third year and still being relatively young at this, it's an honor.
What do you feel like what happens with this team over the next 2 months? Is that your
outlook? I think any quarterback in the league has a lot of pressure. It's a quarterback-driven conference and league, and everything kind of runs through us. Offensively, if I do well, I think we do well as a team. So, there's a lot of pressure. I think Jeremy Bates has done a great job of calling plays and keeping some stuff off my shoulders and getting the running game still involved and getting the ball out of my hands quick and getting into the playmakers so they can make some stuff happen. I think you are. We knew he was going to be good. You just don't expect a rookie to be able to step in there and play at that level right away. And, consistently as he's been, he's obviously there's been some times where he's had some rough games and he's missed some stuff. But, his consistency level has just been incredible.
You feel better at least facing Julius Peppers this week as opposed to week two or three?
There's Mario down at Houston in the first preseason game, So he's been tested, from the first preseason game, all the way through. And, he's passed all the tests. So, I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable back there with him getting the blind side against, anybody in the league right now.